Chapter 3. Aunt Private. The next morning, Justine, Emilio, Cy, and Mobot, the computer expert, were in the office. Jack opened his laptop and showed them the photos from Andy's bedroom. "Look at these," he said. "I can't see anything important. Can you?"
"Did the killer take anything from the house?" asked Justine.
"No, he took nothing," said Jack.
"And were Andy and Shelby happy together?" asked Emilio.
"Yes," said Jack. "Very happy."
"Okay," said Justine. "This killer is a professional. But why did he kill Shelby?"
"The police always like easy answers. They will think one thing. Andy killed her," said Emilio. "Did Andy kill her?"
"No, he didn't," said Jack. "I know Andy well. He loved Shelby."
"What next?" asked Mobot.
"We look at Andy and Shelby," said Jack. "We talk to their friends and to people they work with. Let's go."
"Wait," said Justine. "I have some news on the young woman. We have her bag. Cy couldn't find any new DNA. But Mobot looked at her phone."
"I looked at the text messages," said Mobot. "There were hundreds, from 20 or 30 people. I looked at the numbers, and they are all friends or family.
But there is one strange message. I can't get the number for it. Look!"
A text message came up on the wall. "Connie, it's Linda. My mum took my phone. I must talk to you. Can we meet, please? Behind the restaurant, at 8:30 p.m. Don't tell anyone."
"I talked to Linda," said Mobot. "Her mother didn't take her phone. Linda didn't send that message. The killer got into Connie's phone and found all her friends. Then he sent her that message from his phone."
"But we can't find the number of the killer's phone," said Cy. "It isn't possible."
"Who is Steam Cleaner?" asked Jack. Rudolph Crocker left his office at 7 p.m. and went for a drink. At 9 p.m, he was at home and ready for a run. He ran out to Marina Del Rey and thought about Connie Yu. That was a great evening. There was nobody near him. He stopped near a boat and put something on it. Then he went home and sent an email to the chief of police. "You can find Connie Yu's ear on a boat in Marina Del Rey. Steam Cleaner."